Blog Talk Radio.
The Drew Show gets you up close and personal with the stars you love. Eva Longoria, Nick Lachey, Allison Sweeney, and many more. Listen all year long to hear exclusive interviews with fascinating people from all across the country. There's only one show that brings you this close to your favorite celebrities. And this is it. Call in to speak with The Drew Show and their guests at 818-495-6928. Don't forget to follow The Drew Show on Twitter at DrewBTR. And now, your host, Andrew.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Drew Show. It is a great pleasure for you all to join us again for yet another great show. It's been about a week and a half since we've done a show, so I want to thank you all so much again for tuning in. I always love all of your support. As you know, our co-host, David, we usually have on our show, he could not join us today from the David and Poe Show. He does also a podcast radio show on the side, but his host for the David and Poe Show is joining us today, Don Treese. Don Treese, welcome.
Thanks. Thank you a lot, Drew. I'm glad to be here. How's everybody doing today?
Man, Don Treese, I appreciate you joining me, bud. I've talked to David, your partner David, a lot, and I know you and him rock and roll over there at y'all's show, and, man, I'm excited to have you join us.
I'm excited to be here. I've been a big fan of the show for a while, so I'm looking to just have a good time with you today.
Right. Well, like I said, thank you so much for joining me, Don Treese, and we're looking to have a great show. And I want to go ahead and get to our guest here. I'm a big fan of hers. She has an amazing story to tell about her life. She was a star of MTV's 16 and Pregnant, and now she is an author of My Teenage Dream Ended. I am so pleased to welcome her to the show today, Miss Farrah Abraham. Farrah, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me, guys.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Farrah, for joining us. I've wanted to have you on for quite some time now, and I'm so excited that you actually took out the time for us.
Yeah, well, you've done amazing celebrity interviews as well, and I love to keep in touch with my fans through everyone's Blog Talk Radio shows and podcasts, and it's just, you know, a great way to be social, so thank you.
It is. And now I saw on Twitter not long ago that you really hope to have your own radio show as well one day, right?
I will hopefully have my own radio show on SiriusXM, and I am in the works of doing that right now. So it's very exciting, and I'm discovering how that all works. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, anytime you want to join us on here, we would be happy to have you. So.
Yeah, show me the ropes some more. Yes.
I would love to, absolutely love to. Well, Farrah, you quickly made a name for yourself by being on MTV's 16 and Pregnant. Can you tell us a little bit of how you got on the show?
Yeah, 16 and Pregnant, MTV was casting for a reality show series that was documentary-oriented, and it was basically to show our hardships and, you know, different situations of how our lives are changing through being a teen and then turning into an adult and also taking care of a newborn and a child as they get older. So, you know, we did the 16 and Pregnant. It did amazing. It was one of their top-rated shows. And then we did a spinoff with Teen Mom, and we did that for 4 seasons. And now I have moved away from that, and I also released my book, My Teenage Dream Ended. So it has been a successful ride and made a huge impact socially in decreasing teen pregnancies. And I just, you know, look forward to still talk about sexual topics, still learn, still educate others from my experiences. And I know, you know, some things as I've been getting older and as I've been changing, you know, may not look so well in the public eye from, you know, being sensationalized or twisted through press, but I, you know, do have my life together, and I love my fans so much, and I, you know, I really think my social causes of helping others, whether it's with birth control, contraception, and parenting, I feel, you know, so honored to be in so many lives out there.
Right. And you mentioned your book, My Teenage Dream Ended. This is a great book, and I want to quickly mention as well, everyone will follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR, you can learn how to pick up a signed copy, win a signed copy of your book, My Teenage Dream Ended. Tell us about this book and what went into writing it for you.
I started writing My Teenage Dream Ended when I was going through counseling. I was very depressed, kind of suicidal thoughts at that time because of my boyfriend who died in a car accident while I was pregnant, and this was also during the filming of 16 and Pregnant. And not everything was shown in the shows because I was trying to keep things private and deal with them internally. So I wrote the book to basically, you know, share my thoughts as I was, you know, transforming, you know, going from such a great, happy, popular teenager to a pregnant teen, then to losing someone, then, you know, going through depression and grieving and also becoming a young mother. So it talks about a lot of things and parenting issues and, you know, how socially everything changed for me. And I think, you know, I mean, it's been on the New York Times bestsellers list. It's done an amazing impact, and others still continue to be inspired and changed by reading it. So it was a lot for me to write and to do and to go through as a, I guess, an experience. So now I'm, you know, looking forward to writing other books, and I'm very excited about that.
I know
Sarah,
you are, and I know
Don
you're.
Therese here.
Yeah. Go ahead, Don Therese.
Sarah,
go ahead. Here. How have your life changed from being from teen mom to, from 16 and pregnant to teen mom and raising little Sophia and having her in this limelight? How's everything changed now with the cameras not being around?
Now no cameras being around. Well, I actually do have cameras around still. Just nobody's knowing about the projects that I'm working on. So I've done other shows, and also I have another show in development right now. So cameras are certainly always around, and I'm actually pretty blessed to have a break from the continuous filming as we did. But yeah, Sophia and I are, you know, just social, and we act like cameras are never around. It's not like we're those types of people who need cameras around or need to be famous or need the attention. So we act like everyday normal people.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Don Therese?
Yes.
Well,
is there anything
like
else? Sorry, I can't hear.
I'm sorry, Farrah. Like I said, Farrah, I know you're so proud of what you've done, and I want to mention this too. You've actually worked with your daughter, Sophia, on a book as well called Passy Perfume. It's on Kindle.
Yes, Passy Perfume, and it's just so funny because I feel like the pacifier never goes away once your children get hooked to something, or it's, you know, thumb sucking or something of that sort. So I kind of, you know, took it upon myself, you know, to do this with my daughter, and so she could be involved in the experience and drawing and coloring and, you know, just forming everything. And, it's available still on Kindle, and it's been amazing. So a lot of parents just thought it was great to, you know, have a book to read with their children to talk about those, I guess, health
right.
things that need to change for their teeth. So it's a good experiment that we did together.
Right. Absolutely. And I know you're so proud of that as well. And I want to kind of end on this. I know that TV can portray different things. I know a lot of it's scripted, and most of the time producers of a show want to make something look more exciting or more controversial than it really is. Like, for instance, the Dr. Phil show. I know you're on Dr. Phil, and I feel like you never got a chance to kind of express yourself on there, and I feel like you're being made to be a different person than you really were. And I'm being able to talk to you now, and I'm being able to talk to you now, and I know now that the person I saw on that show and the person I'm talking to, completely different.
Yeah, and that's what most people, you know, get by meeting me and when I go out to events. And I have let things go that are completely obscure to make me out to be different. You know, I know other productions and I know other shows have, I guess, different outcomes and may not respect their talent or who, you know, and their guests who go on there. And, you know, that's sad, and I wish them all the best, but that's not what I'm really about in my personal life.
Right. And I completely agree with that. And tell us, Farrah, who, and I don't mean to put you on the spot by asking you this, but can you tell us who Farrah Abraham is? And a lot has been said about you in the news and magazines and things like that, of course, but what is it that you want people to know about you?
Wow, I get asked this a lot, and I just feel that I think I only want people to know me as someone who is significantly trying their hardest to be the best mother, the best young adult possible, and also just know that I'm going to live my life. I will make mistakes, but I hope to make larger social impacts, change the world for the better, and, you know, become a better person while doing so. And that's really as open as I can be about who I am. But you know what? I just keep evolving as a person. So who am I? I might be somebody even greater next week. So that's just how I feel.
Well, I will tell you, Farrah, I'm very proud of the person you are. And for everything you've done, it's just incredible. I know that you have a wonderful daughter. I know that you love her.
Yes,
I see on Twitter all the time of the pictures you post, and she's just a beautiful little girl.
Yes, we have our cheek videos. We get a little crazy.
Yeah. And I feel like honestly, and this is not me saying this from a radio or media standpoint in any way. I feel like people need to leave you alone. That you're not doing anything illegal. You're taking care of your daughter and living your life, and your daughter's happy and well taken care of. That's all that matters.
Yes, I agree with you at that point. So thank you guys so much. Is there anything else that you would like to ask before I go?
Don Therese?
Farrah, I have a very, very important question to ask you for the listeners. Is Miss Farrah dating right now?
Oh, am I? I try to, but I don't feel like I'm able to do so right now. So I try.
Farrah, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And please tell everyone how they can get in touch with you and reach out to you for more information.
Yeah, just visit me on my website, farrahabraham.com, and you will see that I'll be in Vegas this week at Crazy Horse, or I'll be in Fort Lauderdale at Off the Hookah later this week. So you can come out and see me, or you can head over to Twitter at F1Abraham, see our keep videos, see updates. And I look forward to just seeing everyone when I'm out. So thank you guys so much.
Well, wonderful, and thank you. And like I said, anytime you want to come on with us, we would be more than happy to have you on.
I will take you up on that offer. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that was Farrah Abraham, of course, the star of 16 and Pregnant, and the author of her book as well, My Teenage Dream Ended. Don Therese, welcome back. You've been on with us, of course, but and I want to mention to everyone, we planned on taking call-ins for this show. We had a lot more questions we wanted to ask Farrah. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to those. But what do you think, Don Therese?
Farrah sounded amazing just now on the phone. Just hearing her voice and seeing what she was portrayed on TV, it came out completely different than what I expected. I really enjoyed the conversation that we had with Farrah. Even though it was short and sweet, I still felt like she got her point across. Right. It was a great, great conversation.
It really was, and it's just like I told her. I mean, and I was being completely truthful with it, that the person we're talking to on the phone is completely different from a few of the interviews that I've seen of her, like on the Dr. Phil show or the Howard Stern show and different things like that. She seems like a different person.
I think we have to remember that she was 16 on the reality TV show, and now she's actually growing up. You got to remember what we actually doing at 16 compared to what we're doing now at 21 or 22 years of age. So I think that, you know, she is young. She's going to make mistakes, but she's growing. And she's doing the best that she can do for herself and her daughter. So we need to, you know, cut her some slack in, you know, and applaud her for the good that she is trying to do with the book and also with Sophia doing the book as well. So I think that we need to uplift her instead of bring her down.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. So I think she has a lot of bright things ahead in her future, and I look forward to seeing what else she's going to do. But thank you all so much for joining us. I hate we had such a short show. Don Therese, I want to give you an opportunity. And I do this with David every time as well, our other co-host, and to talk about the podcast radio show that you do.
All right, we got the David and Poe show, which is David, which is the other co-host of Bill and Drew show as well, David Smith, and you have Don Therese Stevens, which is my nickname is Poe. I don't know how we came up with David and Poe, but somehow it just seems to work in some form and fashion. So you have the davidandpoe.com, and on the David and Poe show, it's just pretty much unscripted. We talk about anything and everything. No one is off limits or off topic. So whatever's going on in our day-to-day life, we talk about it on the show. So if this is, I had an issue with my grandma throwing hot grease on my cousin, we talked about it on the show. because it actually really happened in my real life. So
oh, really?
Expect the unexpected on our show. So we never know what's going to come out of our mouths until we say it. So that's
right.
What you can get with the David Poe show.
So what's the end goal for y'all? Do y'all want to have your own satellite radio show one day? What are y'all trying to do?
I think right now the transition, now we're going to continue to do our podcast, but we're going to actually gonna maybe move over to a blog talk and then actually start our David and Poe TV show. And so we've been writing down little scripts and trying to come up with different facets to get people involved and get them into the show. So we're trying to come up with different ways that we can try to incorporate people from day to day into our show. So we're trying to come up with something that we can just make it fun, innovative, and get people to all be a part of it. So our ultimate goal is we really don't really have an end goal, but we just want to try to just make this thing successful and let everyone who in the beginning start with us be a part of it.
Right. Man, I think it's great what y'all do. And y'all make YouTube videos as well. So, and YouTube is huge. I mean, if you can get the audience to listen to you on YouTube, that's something big.
We do. We started with, I think, the first show, maybe we got like 30 views. And the next one, I think we had around like 100. And our latest one, we had around like almost 400. So it's starting to grow really slow. And, you know, we've only been doing it since April. So we're still fairly young, but, I mean, we're trying our best to touch as many people as we can, and we post all day long, and we try to let people from our high schools or people that we work with be a part of the show so they can promote their business as well.
All right. Now, I don't think David is listening, so can you tell me anything secretive, or can you tell me anything? Yeah, you mentioned one time that you're funnier than David, right?
Yeah, I'm way funnier than David. I don't even know why David's ever even been on your show. He's not funny. I carry the weight on our show every week. Everybody's always asking me to do stuff. They're not ever asking David to do anything. I carry all the weight on our show. So, but something about David that nobody knows.
Hey, hold on just a second. Hold on now. So you just want to talk trash? I'm not available. Is that what it is? You're the one that said you could come to the show and get fair to digits.
You didn't. How did you get through?
Well,
I knew she was in a rush, and I don't want to rush true love. You don't rush true love. You let it come to you. So I don't want to rush our romance.
When I play, you just going to dog me like that and just say you're the funny, you care in the show. Ask Don Trees how to put a show on. Let's ask him that.
He totally threw you under the bus, David.
You see that?
That's what I do.
He just shows up, jumps on the mic. He don't do none of the back work. People just out there listening. Y'all just need to recognize it. It's the David Show. Poe by the kicked off.
Hey, that's true.
Why didn't you get into the good talk with Fred? Was y'all told not to or something?
We were. I tell you what, we'll play a song.
Okay.
This is Chris Woodson and Hey Kid. Check this out. Chris Woodson is an artist up here in Nashville, Tennessee right now. He is so check him out at chriswoodsonmusic.com. Here you go.
I got this.
And that was Chris Woodson. Hey, kid. Sorry about the little delay right there, everyone. Well, welcome back, everyone, to the show. And I want to welcome back our co-host, Don Treese, and our and co-host David. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was getting thrown to the woods. I thought she was about to say former co-host, like I'm already done with.
God,
he told me before you called in earlier. He told me, said, "D, I want you to be my permanent new co-host." Matter of fact, I'm thinking about changing the name. I want to change the name. I'm going to make it the Drew and Don Show.
Drew and Don, yeah. This is, I tell you what, you better be careful, Andrew, because for long he'll say it's for Don and Drew. He'll try to get top to him every time. I was hoping we got a little more with Sarah, though. She's an interesting gal.
Yeah, I think she had some time restraints, I'd love to have her back on for a much longer time, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can work something out.
Say what you will, but she's probably the most successful of all those Teen Mom people, and she's making straight up bank now. So regardless of whether you agree with the way she's doing it, she's making money for her daughter. I mean, her daughter's going to be living a good life because of the way she's doing it. So people are hating, but you know what? They can hate all the way to the bank because that's what she's getting paid.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of people, everybody's going to say something, but you know what? A lot of people, I mean, it's just like I said to her, though. I mean, as long as her daughter is being taken care of and her daughter is happy and her daughter isn't being exposed to things that are going on, then that's all that matters.
I think Don Treese will agree with me that if my mama did that and made all that money, I wouldn't mind at all. I'd be cashing checks, son.
Yeah, yeah.
As a matter of fact, if my mom did it, I'll push the tapes.
I hear you.
Her daughter is going to have a great education. There's no doubt that her daughter will definitely be able to go to college and have what she wants to have in life for the money that Farrah is making. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, I'll leave y'all alone. I just wanted to call in and say hello. I'm a little occupied now, but I hope y'all have a good rest of the show and I'll be listening. So don't let Don Treese talk trash about me, Andrew.
All right. We'll see.
I would never talk about you.
Oh, I see how it is. All right,
and that was our former co-host, David. Well, thanks, David.
Y'all have a good one, fellas.
Not personal. It's only business.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
See you, bud.
See you, David.
Don Treese, thank you, bud, for being on. And now you said a minute ago that you wanted to take over the show.
Yes, I just want to take up the show right now and change it around, and I want to ask Drew some questions so we can let the fans get Drew a little bit better.
Drew,
first question on the slate is, what is your favorite cereal, Drew? What did Drew wake up in the morning, the first thing he decides when he looks in the pantry, what cereal am I going to eat today?
Wow, either Frosted Flakes or Cocoa Puffs.
Stop it. You serious?
Yeah. Frosted Flakes, though, are my number one, though. Come on.
So no Cheerios or cornflakes?
Cheerios taste like cardboard. Come on. Cornflakes are even worse.
That's what I grew up on, so I got to endorse that.
Okay.
I grew up on that.
You can endorse it.
Here we go. Drew. When Drew's at home by himself, and he's not reading a book or looking at TV, what is Drew doing?
Pass. No. sleeping. There you go. Sleeping.
I would have pegged you as someone that would probably be drawing or doing something to that nature. So that wouldn't be correct.
Okay. Working on my show. There you go.
See, there you go. See, let's get to know Drew, guys. Let's call in. Let's get to know Drew a little bit better. This is Earl Poe, a.k.a. Don Treese from the David and Poe Show. I'm taking over the Drew Show right now. I'm just going to ask him just a few more questions to get to know him a little bit better. Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant?
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Okay, let's go Kobe Bryant or LeBron James?
Kobe.
I knew you was my man. I knew you was listening to me.
See, I'm not a LeBron fan at all. I don't know. There's just something about him. I just don't like it.
Unlike my co-host David, who loves Michael Jordan and loves LeBron, he worshipped the ground they walked on.
Really?
Yes. Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac or Biggie?
Yeah.
Tupac.
I said Biggie.
What about? Well.
Converse or Nike?
I've never wore Converse, so I'd have to say Nike.
Drew, come on. You never had any Chucks? Any
no.
Tia Flyers? Never had any of those?
No, never.
Listen to me, y'all, okay. Chicken or steak?
Chicken.
Okay, I can agree with that one, only because I'm black, and I am going to stereotype that one. I do because I'm black. But I don't mind steak unless it's Ruth Chris steak. But that's got to be one of my rich white friends taking me to Ruth Chris because I can't afford it on my own.
Why have they got to be a rich white
work.
Friend?
For some odd reason, I only hang out with rich white people for some odd reason. They all pull me in, and I gravitate to them, and they all take me under the wing and put me on the lake and show me a good time. My black friends don't do that for me. They all think I'm the rich one. So that's what happens. See, that's why me and David get along, because he thinks I'm rich.
Is that why?
Yeah, and I take him places. I show him new things. You know, I took him to his first trip to the beach. It was last year. I took him to Panama City Beach and took him and his lovely wife to the beach for the first time. It was the first time they ever been to the beach.
Dang, and you paid for
so
it
I
all.
Take responsibility. Yep, I take responsibility for it.
Wow.
But that's what a co-host do. And
nice.
I never brag about it.
Nice.
I treat my co-host right. 5-star hotel. I had him at the Motel 6. I had him there.
Motel
6. Three nights.
Three nights. Man, you can pay for me a trip to Florida any day. None of my listeners have ever said, or listeners or co-hosts, David, have said they ever want to buy me anything. So.
So that's sad. That is sad. Co-hosts or listeners, make sure y'all even send in Drew. He'll even take some peppermint or a sugar daddy. He'll take anything. Just send anything in. Some pillows. Just send him something. Send him a thank you note. A
get well
card, anything.
get well card.
So, you know, I think anything you send me.
Yeah.
Anything.
Oh, yeah, I will too, yeah.
So Drew, from starting the show, when you first started the show until now, how are you feeling about everything? You feel like the transition is going well, or how are you feeling about everything so far?
I think it's going great. I never imagined that I would start out with my first show. My first guest I ever had was a girl named Jessica Kane. She's a up-and-coming country singer in Nashville, and she was also on the ABC show Dating in the Dark. And I was pretty. It was pretty easy to get her on the show because I just reached out to her email, and I had her. And I never imagined that a year and a half, 2 years later, however long I've been doing this show, and that sounds probably bad, but that I never imagined that I would be where I'm at now. That I would have interviewed Eva Longoria and Allison Sweeney and Farrah Abraham and people like that. It never even crossed my mind. I figured. I guess part of me may have thought that, okay, well, maybe I can use this platform every once in a while to interview some up-and-coming local artists that have not really even made a name for themselves. No one even knows their name when they hear them on the street. But it's been amazing.
Wonderful, wonderful thing. Just listen to you right now and talking about the accomplishments and the way you started. I mean, it's very encouraging for David and myself to get on that same path. So just thanks again for just, you know, inspiring the people who are out there listening that want to start their own show or podcast or whatever the endeavors in life that they're looking to do. So thanks for just inspiring people. So I just want to take a second to just thank you for what you do.
Man, thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. And I wouldn't be, and I say this all the time, I wouldn't be anywhere I'm at now without the people listening. I have definitely put a lot of hard work into what I do. I have done a lot to make it where I am now. It's been a lot of sleepless nights sometimes, just creating things and doing things that I had to do. But it's all been worth it. And I'm happy to help anyone I can. I've never turned anyone away. Anyone says that, oh, can you help me get in touch with this person you had on your show, or can you help me create my own show? It may take me a little while to get back to you because I'm busy, but I never turn away anyone. I'd love to help anyone any way I can.
Oh man, it's just wonderful to hear. I think that, you know, a lot of us are actually trying to do as well, because so my real job, I work with kids, so that is my huge passion in life, is working with kids and trying to inspire them to be what they want to be in life. So, you know, I completely understand. I've been plenty of nights where I had a headache, I've been frustrated because I couldn't get 8 or 9 kids into an account because they couldn't afford it, so I'd actually go into my savings to get those kids into a camp, and I wasn't able to pay my bill to ensure a couple of kids a chance to maybe even go to camp and not be on the streets for a week or two. So I definitely know what you're going through. So,
oh man, thank you. That's hardship right there, man. I mean, you know, you're emptying out your bank account so you can help other people. That's amazing.
Yeah. What I do is I do trainings with kids, you know, I do trainings and then I run a homeschool program as well. So along with that program is that you get a lot of kids who can't afford to come for whatever obvious reasons that it could be. And you know they need to be in there, but you got to try to find some way. And then we do have programs where we can pay half, but some don't even have half. I mean, most of the payments are like $50 for a week, and some of them don't even have $50. So, I mean, imagine paying $300-$400 out of your own paycheck just to ensure those kids to come. I mean, I'll do that all day, every day, just so I know they're not on the streets or something's happened to those kids, or make sure they're at least eating. At least I know they're coming to camp, they can eat with me. Or
right,
they're coming to my program. At least I know I can feed them. When they go home, I have no idea what those guys could be doing. So, you know, that is my passion. So that's why I said I can definitely understand what you do, sleepless nights and trying to get the show together and making sure everything is on cue and on point. So definitely, you know, I applaud you for that, because I do the same thing. And if it wasn't for David doing the real end of the work and allowing me to actually show up, you know, we wouldn't be what we are today as well. So
all right,
thank you again, David.
Yeah. So, did you hear him? You want to say it again? Adontree.
Thank you again, David. Because
there you go.
He loves when I pat him on the back.
I know David's listening right now, but I've loved having David. I've loved having David as a co-host. He's a lot of fun to talk to during the shows and all. And I've tried a lot of co-hosts out in the past, and I've said that we're going to have this person on as our co-host or that person, and it's just never worked out. It's just always. I have very high expectations of how I want things, of how I want my logo to look, to you know, to everything. And if I see something I don't like, I will aggravate the crap out of a person until they get it right as far as designing something for me. So and that's the same way I am as a co-host. You know, I've tried out people before, and they've done things I don't like, and I'm like, oh, you can't do that, man. That ain't how I want to run my show. Then the next show they'll do it again, and I'm like, that's it, we're cutting ties. You know,
right?
So that's
the
way
David,
that goes.
The same way. I mean, you know, somehow, some way, we tend to just play off of each other, and it just works for some odd reason. It just works. A lot of people enjoy it. I don't know how it works, but just having normal conversations. We just play off each other, have a normal conversation. It's been like that from the time we started working together. We worked together at the YMCA together, and we've had a great time working together every day. We'll come to work, and we'll try to outdress each other, try to see who can sign up the most kids and play games. So we've always had a very competitive relationship. So,
Who would outdress each other the most?
Oh, of course. You're talking to him. There's not even no competition.
There
ain't no competition for dressing. I should be a stylist, to be honest.
It's that good.
I could really do a stylist. I really could. I mean, it sounds weird, but I could style some people. And I helped David style graduate. I mean, he was a toddler, and now he's probably between 7th and 8th grade, in between, maybe on a custom stand back.
Right.
But he's probably going to pass as long as you stick with me. Yeah, so. Now he can dress. I mean, that cat can dress. So I'm not taking credit for him. He can dress. But he learned it from me. I will say that.
Well, you've got to take credit for what you did, though, right?
Well, I mean, I take credit for just for finding him. You know, he was a lost soul when I found him around 2007. He was lost. He was walking down a dirt road. He didn't have any shoes on. And I pulled up on the side of the road. This is a true story here, Drew. I pulled over on the side of the road. He was going down a little gravel-looking road. He had rocks and stuff in his shoes, and his pants was wore out. He had on a Grateful Dead T-shirt. And I pulled up. I said, "Sir, where are you going?" He's like, "Well, I want to be free." I said, "What do you mean by free?" He's like, I just want to be free. I just want my soul to be free and have a good time with life. So I told him to hop in and take this journey with me, and there you have it. That is a true story, and David will tell you the same exact story that is true. 2007, wow. I found it. It was a lost soul.
Wow. Man, that's great to hear. David, he found you.
Yeah, it's very rich and compelling at the same time. Very rich and compelling. So,
yeah.
Thanks to David for allowing me to find him and him to find me as well. He found me as well 2 years later.
Where is David at right now?
Oh,
I'm surprised he isn't called in right now.
Yeah, so I'm ragging him pretty bad right now. Suppose he's somewhere eating some dinner at a secret location. I have no idea what happens with this guy. He just,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, man. Well, I thank you, everyone, so much. Don Treese, did you have anything else to say?
I do not. I just want to say thank you again for allowing me to come on and have fun with this beautiful show that you have here.
Well, man, I appreciate you coming on, and I'd love to have you back on anytime you want to come on, man. And Bob, I was going to ask you too. Are you still coming to Nashville, or have you already been?
No, I will be there on the 23rd, which is, I believe that is this weekend. I will be there for an event, but maybe me and you somehow we can get up and talk about David some more.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great, man. We've got to definitely connect. You'll be, I live about 15 minutes from downtown Nashville, so we've definitely got to connect and get together.
Okay, I'm hosting a party somewhere. I don't know where, but I will let everybody know sometime during the week.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Don Treese, so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Thank you. Oh, mention how everyone can follow you on Twitter real quick.
You can follow me on Twitter at Earl Poe, that's EARLPO128. Follow me. I will follow you back. We have a good time on my page. Anything goes. Just have fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me. Thank everyone so much for joining me. Thank you to our guest, Farrah Abraham. Thank you to Don Treese. Tune in for our shows coming up. We have a show tomorrow with two contestants of this season of America's Got Talent. Next Thursday, we have Janelle Garcia. She was a contestant on The X Factor. And also on Friday, we have Paul Thomas Mitchell from the America's Got Talent this season as well. So please check that out, everyone. We look forward to having you. For everyone here at The Drew Show, please follow us on Twitter. Thank you and good night.
Bye, guys.